This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Omenzon. Santa Cruz's search for a supplemental water supply goes back decades. The city has long needed something other than the groundwater it relies on to carry it through times of drought and other cutbacks. The decision to build a small desalination plant was made years ago, but now some residents say they want to have a final say in that plan. For KAZU, Lindsey Graham-Jones reports.
This election day, Santa Cruz City voters will be casting their ballots on Measure P. Measure P would require that residents get a vote before the city approves, permits, or funds a desalination plant. Now here's where voters might start to scratch their heads. Right now, that vote on the desalination plant is going to happen regardless of whether Measure P passes or fails.
The city council already voted unanimously to require a citizen's vote before a desal is implemented.
That's former Santa Cruz mayor and union organizer Mike Rotkin. He's against Measure P. He says getting it on the ballot has been a waste of taxpayer money since a vote is already guaranteed.
None of the current candidates for public office are opposed to the citizen vote. Everybody supports it. All the council members support it. It's impossible for me to imagine in the city of Santa Cruz any city council that would take away from people the right to vote over this issue.
But Rick Longinotti can imagine it. He's the spokesman for the Right to Vote on Desal Coalition. Since it's unknown when the desalination project will be ready for a public vote, it's also unknown who will be on the 7-member city council at that time. So Longinotti says a yes vote on Measure P is the only real guarantee the people of Santa Cruz will get a vote on the project before it can be completed.
We decided to go ahead with Measure P because the council ordinance could be overturned just by 4 members of the city council at some future date, and Measure P could not be overturned except by another vote of the people.
Longinotti doesn't want to see a desalination plant in Santa Cruz. He'd rather the city explore alternatives like sharing water with neighboring districts and increased conservation. But he worries these ideas are being ignored because so much time and money has already been invested in the desalination project.
There's been about $14 million already spent in pre-construction costs. That's just on studying the plant. So that's another reason why it's really hard to divert their attention, because there's been so much invested that it's got a certain momentum.
Right now, the proposed plant is in the environmental review process. It's part of the city's bigger plan to find a water supply to supplement the groundwater that it relies on. The plan involves conservation, curtailment, and this small 2.5 million gallon a day plant, a partnership with the Soquel Creek Water District. The total cost to build it is about $115 million. Lynette Almond is the city's deputy water director. She says this plan has been in development for more than a decade, and right now there is no plan B.
So when I say, you know, we'd probably start over, we're looking at probably another 10 to 15 years before there's even an alternative out there to pursue, and then, you know, to implement a project is another decade or two. So it would really be a shame, I think, for the community, but the community has a right to say.
On election day, Santa Cruz City voters will decide whether Measure P needs to pass to have that say. For KAZU News, I'm Lindsey Graham-Jones.